News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The re-election of Congressman Mike Garcia in California pushes the GOP over the finish line for control of the House of Representatives. More from our Lisa Dwyer.
More than a week after Election Day, Republicans have now secured the 218th seat needed to flip the U.S. House of Representatives. It also is likely to spur a flurry of promised investigations. However, a threadbare majority will pose immediate challenges for GOP leaders. Republicans are now on track to cobble together what could be the party's narrowest majority of the 21st century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages passed a test vote in the Senate with 12 Republicans joining the Democrats. Earlier this week, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the final vote is coming soon.
It will do so much good for so many people who want nothing more than to live their lives without the fear of discrimination.
Former Vice President Mike Pence tells the Associated Press his relationship with Donald Trump soured after the Capitol insurrection. Here's our Tim McGuire.
He says he watched cell phone video of the mob breaking into the building and rampaging inside.
I couldn't help but think, not this, not here, not in America.
Just after Donald Trump announced a third run for the White House, Pence wouldn't say if he thinks the former president is fit for the job. But the former vice president also implied he is a potential alternative.
Russian airstrikes have targeted Ukraine's energy facilities again. Meanwhile, President Biden says there is no evidence to support Ukraine's claim its air defenses were not responsible for that missile that landed in Poland. Police in Moscow, Idaho, are no longer saying that the public's safe. After the killings of four students at the University of Idaho, now police say that people should be vigilant. There is no suspect in custody at this time. This is AP News. Baseball writers all agree on the Cy Young Award winners.
Justin Verlander and Sandy Alcantara are unanimous winners of the 2022 Cy Young Awards. Verlander is the 11th three-time winner of the award after posting a Major League best 1.75 ERA. The Astros ace also led the AL with 18 wins and struck out 185. Alcantara's six complete games are the most in the majors since 2016. The Marlins standout had a 2.28 ERA while pitching a Major League best 228 and two-thirds innings for the NL club. I'm Dave Ferry.
Some parents are complaining they came up empty-handed for Taylor Swift tickets, supposed to be birthday presents or Christmas presents, but they came up empty-handed after an hours-long Ticketmaster delay. Fans who had received a special code had exclusive access on Wednesday ahead of Friday sales for the rest of the public. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.